to Los Angeles, Monday, October 11th, 6:25 p.m. In the back of the plane, Evans drank a martini and stared at the monitor mounted on the wall. They had the satellite link-up of the news station in Phoenix. There were three anchors, two men and a woman, at a curved table. The graphic behind their heads read, "Killings in Canyon Country," and apparently referred to the deaths of the men in Flagstaff, but Evans had come in too late to hear the news. "There's other news from McKinley State Park, where a flash flood warning saved the lives of 300 school children on a school picnic. Officer Mike Rodriguez told our own Shelley Stone what happened." There followed a brief interview with the Highway Patrol officer, who was suitably laconic. Neither Kenner nor his team was mentioned. Then there was footage of Evans's overturned SUV, smashed at the bottom of the cliff. Rodriguez explained that fortunately no one was in the car when it was carried away by the floodwater. Evans gulped his martini. Then the anchors came back on screen, and one of the men said, "Flood advisories remain in effect for the Four Corners area, even though it is unseasonable for this time of year." "Looks like the weather's changing," the anchor woman said, tossing her hair. "Yes, Marla, there's no question the weather is changing. And here with that story is our own Johnny Rivera." They cut to a younger man, apparently the weatherman. "Thanks, Terry. Hi, everybody. If you're a longtime resident of the Grand Canyon State, you've probably noticed that our weather is changing, and scientists have confirmed that what's behind it is our old culprit, global warming. Today's flash flood is just one example of the trouble ahead. More extreme weather conditions, like floods and tornadoes and droughts, all as a result of global warming." Sun Jung nudged Evans and handed him a sheet of paper. It was a printout of a press release from the NERF website. Sun Jung pointed to the text. "Scientists agree there will be trouble ahead, more extreme weather events like floods and tornadoes and drought, all as a result of global warming." Evans said, "This guy's just reading a press release?" "That's how they do it these days," Kenner said. "They don't even bother to change a phrase here and there. They just read the copy outright. And, of course, what he's saying is not true." "Then what's causing the increase in extreme weather around the world?" Evans said. "There is no increase in extreme weather." "That's been studied?" "Repeatedly. The studies show no increase in extreme weather events over the past century, or in the last 15 years. And the GCMs don't predict more extreme weather. If anything, global warming theory predicts less extreme weather." "So he's just full of shit?" Evans said. "Right. And so is the press release."